You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Every morning, the Dumbarton Bridge is choked with tech workers commuting from the East Bay to Silicon Valley. Right next to that bridge is an old rail line that's been defunct for almost 40 years. Now, there's serious talk about rebuilding that rail crossing for commuters, and the company that might pay to make that happen? Facebook. KLW's transportation reporter Eli Wirtschafter is now joining me in studio. Hi.
Hey.
So, Eli, are you talking about those old rickety structures sticking out of the water by the Dumbarton Bridge?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Those trestles, that sort of frame of an old bridge off to the right as you drive across the Dumbarton Bridge from Palo Alto to Newark.
I know them so well because I drive by those all the time.
Really?
And yeah, so, and when I'm with my kids, we have a name for it.
What's your name?
We call it the Ghost Bridge.
No way.
Yeah. It looks creepy. It is very creepy. So we're always like, what is that? So Eli, what is that?
Well, it's the remains of the very first bridge to ever cross the bay. It was built way back in 1910.
And was it meant to carry people or freight or what?
Oh, well, in the first couple of years, it had both passengers and freight. But for most of its history, it was carrying cargo. And that lasted for a long time, all the way into the 80s.
And what happened then?
In the 80s, the Port of Oakland started taking more and more container ships, and that meant less cargo coming across the bay from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, the rail bridge was discontinued. And then in 1998, there was a fire that burned down almost a third of a mile of the bridge. So nowadays, it's just sitting there as this kind of ruin.
Okay. So is this realistic, though, to reopen that bridge as a passenger rail bridge? Because, like I said, I've seen it. It looks old. I wouldn't get on it. It doesn't look like it could hold up a train.
They would definitely have to rebuild large parts of it and retrofit the parts that are already there. It's a big project. But regional planners have actually been saying since the 2000s that this is something that the region needs. It's actually not such a crazy idea. There just hasn't been the money for it in the past.
So now transit agencies have a new proposal, and it's backed by Facebook. What do they want to build?
They want to build a rail line, basically to run parallel to the Dumbarton Bridge from Newark to East Palo Alto and then to the Redwood City Caltrain station.
Mm-hmm.
And the proposal is to then extend it up to the Fremont ACE station and the Union City BART station in later years.
Okay, Union City, that's my hood. So I could actually take this thing.
Yeah.
If I was going to Palo Alto, how much would it cost to ride it?
To be determined, but planners are assuming it would be similar to Caltrain, so something like $6 to $8 at today's rates.
Okay, so but how will this reduce cars on the road overall? Because unless commuters have a way to get to the rail station, they might just be driving to those spots.
Right. Getting commuters to the stations is a real concern, and already parking fills up really quickly in the morning at BART stations and Caltrain stations in that area. So it'll be important to have other shuttles, buses, trains, and bike networks connecting up to this system.
Mm-hmm. So this idea of rebuilding that rail line has been around for a while, and then it keeps dying. So what brought it back to life again now?
The main reason now is just the need for it. I mean, if you've ever had the misfortune to be on the Dumbarton Bridge during commute hours going towards Silicon Valley in the morning or coming back to the East Bay, it is awful, and it is only going to get worse as Facebook and these other companies keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really gets back to how there's been so many jobs added in Silicon Valley and not nearly enough housing to keep up. Like between 2010 and 2014, San Mateo County added 25 times the number of jobs as it added new housing units.
Mm-hmm.
So that's contributed to the housing shortage, it's contributed to traffic, and it's really biting the companies that created all those jobs in the first place, Facebook, Google, Apple, all the rest, by creating long commutes for their employees.
Right.
So what's changed now is that Facebook wants to be part of the solution to make that commute better for their growing workforce.
Okay. So how has Facebook gotten involved?
It started a few years ago when Facebook gave over $1 million to SamTrans, that's the agency that runs transit in San Mateo County, to study transportation solutions from the Fremont area to the Palo Alto area where Facebook is. And they looked at all sorts of things, improving roads and highways, improving bus service across the bridge, and this idea of creating a rail bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And what the study said is that They should basically do all of it. Mm. Express lanes on the highways, more and better buses, and this new commuter rail line.
So Facebook helped pay for the study. Will they actually pay for the whole rail system?
Well, that whole rail system plus all those other improvements could cost upwards of $2 billion just to build. Mm-hmm. And it's not clear yet what Facebook's investment will be. They're definitely involved as planners and developers, but how much they fund the project in the future is still up in the air. There are news reports from NBC and CBS that say Facebook could give $1 billion, so about half the total cost. But Sam Trans says Facebook hasn't committed to a number. And I emailed Facebook as well. They haven't gotten back to me. So whatever they give, it's not going to be all the costs.
Okay, but how else would it be covered?
Other tech companies could get on board to help pay for it. Uh-huh. But really, a lot of the funding would probably come from government sources, which is to say taxpayers.
So Facebook is planning to commit to all of this money. What does it expect to get in return?
Well, Facebook would get a better commute for their employees. They might also get more goodwill from local governments and local people who are generally pissed off about what a huge impact Facebook has had on traffic, not to mention housing. Mm-hmm. It's also possible that Facebook could get naming rights either to the system or to individual stations or get advertising on the train.
But would Facebook own the train system?
No, they wouldn't own the system. It would be a public transit service. But the plan is to have a private operator, another infrastructure company called Plenary, that's been coordinating with Facebook and Samtrans to operate it and take some of the income. It would be for the public, not just Facebook employees. But Facebook will still have a pretty large influence on how it's built and who it serves.
Mm-hmm. We already have so many transit systems in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
BART, Caltrain, Muni, they don't link up well. It's hard to transfer. A lot of times it's just a mess. Is this just going to be yet another transit provider in the Bay Area?
Yeah, that's a real concern. There are now 27 different transit operators in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You know, and that's led to poor coordination, bad planning, and a bad experience for commuters.
Yeah.
And because we don't have much of an overarching transit authority, we seem to have no other way to do projects except on this kind of ad hoc basis. Like, Facebook needs a train. All right, we'll give Facebook a train.
Okay, but are there any examples of this anywhere else? A private company helping build public transit?
Well, one example would be Amazon, which put over $1 million into the bus system in Seattle and got better service and advertising space in return. So that's a precedent.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like another example of Bay Area governments failing to provide transportation and then private companies step in, like the Google buses or Lyft and Uber. And now we have the Salesforce Transit Center. Is this just the way things are going to get done now?
Yeah, demand for transportation has definitely exceeded what governments are provided. So if taxpayers aren't willing to invest what transit costs, this is kind of it's like the make Mexico pay solution. If Facebook needs a train for its employees, they can pay for it.
Is anyone opposed to this? Are there any community concerns?
It seems like from the community meetings so far, the response is quite positive from locals really concerned about traffic. Mm. But there are people who are worried about noise or about train tracks cutting through neighborhoods. You know, I think this project could also add to gentrification in East Palo Alto, where one of the stations would be, where there's already been a lot of displacement of longtime residents.
Mm-hmm.
And some people at the meetings had environmental concerns, wanting to make sure the wetlands are protected and that the project is resilient in the event of earthquakes or sea level rise.
So what's next for this project, Eli?
Well, there's going to be more planning and feasibility studies, environmental review, more community meetings. And in the end, it's going to be up to the board of Samtrans to decide whether to go forward on this.
Do we know when this would actually be built?
According to the plan, construction could begin in 2022, pretty soon, with service starting in 2025. So if that actually happens, it'll be before BART finishes a second Transbay crossing, another idea that's becoming more and more of a reality as the traffic gets worse and worse.
As the traffic gets worse. Thank you, Eli.
Thanks, Anna.
Eli Wirtschafter is KALW's transportation reporter. You can reach him at transportation@kalw.org.